Acknowledge correction and profit from it. April 28. Ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy. While some under correction will acknowledge that they have been an injury to the cause, there are others who will charge with having an unkind spirit the one who has manifested true friendship by pointing out their wrongs, and will either be impudent or disrespectful to the reprover or will put on the disguise of injured innocence. This martyr-like appearance is a specious hypocrisy and is calculated to deceive those who are easily blinded, who are always ready to sympathize with the wrongdoer. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram complained and influenced the people to stand with them in rebellion, and even after God stretched forth his hand and swallowed up the wrongdoers and the people fled to their tents in horror, their rebellion was not cured. The depth of their disaffection was made manifest even under the judgment of the Lord. The morning after the destruction of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram and their confederates, the people came to Moses and Aaron saying, "Ye have killed the people of the Lord. For this false charge on the servants of God thousands more were killed, for there was in them sin, exaltation, and presumptuous wickedness." Shall the example presented in the history of the children of Israel have any weight with us? Shall those who claim to believe the truth be influenced to judge from their human feelings as did Israel? When the servants of God are called upon to do the disagreeable duty of correcting the erring, let not those upon whom the Lord has not laid this burden stand between the offender and God. If you cannot see matters in the light in which they have been presented, hold your peace. Let the arrows of the Almighty fall just where He has directed they shall fall. Reproof and rebuke may, and will, come closer home to individuals than they dream of. God has His work in hand, and declarations will be made that will test the faith and loyalty of the people of God. There are those who have had great light, who are far from God, who in heart are apostates. But we may still rejoice in the fact that it is not yet too late for wrongs to be righted. Jesus is a risen, living Savior, our advocate in the courts of heaven. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. As soon as sinners see their sins in the light of God's Word, repent, and seek pardon with contrition of soul, confessing their sins, the Lord hears and answers.